Okay, so again, we're on page 294, all the way at the end of the Ramah, page 294, Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet Sif Beis. So we were saying that if the chazan comes in, or the person who's the designated davener, and he sees that everybody davened already, let's say Mincha, they already davened the silent Shemone Esrei, so all he has to do is get up, daven the loud Shemone Esrei, and that covers the loud Shemone Esrei and his own private Shemone Esrei. And then the Rambam said, so too if it's getting late, so he could just get up and say the loud Shemone Esrei, everybody says along with him, and we discuss cases like that. Now we're right at the last line, all the way at the end of the Rambam, next to the Mishnah Berurah Yud. So Rambam continues, with Tovia Echad L'chola Pachos Yarnay Amen Achar, next page, Hashatz. Best that there should be one person there who can answer on main after the chazan. So again, so the case that we have, it's getting late. So again, what case that exactly is, we discussed yesterday in the Bir Halacha. It's a little more complicated than we would think. And so the chazan gets up and daven Shemone Esrei out loud. And everybody's daven Shemone Esrei with him. So the Ramah says the best thing is that someone should answer on main. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it could even be a child to answer Amen. Or it could be somebody who already daven can answer Amen. And if not, let's say there's nobody to answer Amen. So then it's no problem. Still do what we just mentioned. Okay. Let's do Gimel very quickly. Again, we don't have that much time tonight. Kalshis balu kulam bikim betfila. Let's say it happens all the time. All the time. People daven as a tzibur, and all of them are bikim. All of them know how to daven Shemone Esrei. So in other words, we just said the whole reason for the chazan repeating Shemone Esrei is takas chachamim, because maybe there's somebody out there who doesn't know how to daven, so this way the chazan davens out loud, person listens, it's as if they daven. Yeah, but let's say that everybody in the minyan knows how to daven. So the purpose for the chazan repeating Shemone Esrei is not there. So the Mechaber says, "Alfa pichain yered hashatz v'chozer lispalel." Still, repeat Shemone Esrei anyways. Why? There's no purpose. So the Mechaber says, "Kedei lekayim takanas chacham," because that's the way the chacham set it up. The repetition should happen, even if they all know. And the Mishnah Berurah says, none of that. But you don't, even though well, again we say you repeat Shemone Esrei to cover somebody who doesn't know how to daven. You don't have to go looking around for somebody who doesn't know how to daven. Can you come in and, right? You don't have to worry about that. In other words, if what the case we have in the Mechaber is the norm, which a lot of times it is, most of the time maybe, that everyone knows how to daven, and nobody's being Yosef with a chazan, it's fine. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, because maybe one time there'll be somebody who doesn't know how to daven and they'll need the chazan. Now again, we mentioned, we already saw in the Bir Halacha a couple days ago, that sometimes even without that, even if everybody knows how to daven, sometimes there could be a case where somebody's not sure if they daven or something like that, so then you'll want to listen to the chazan's repetition to cover your doubt, and that would work. Okay, I just want to do the Ramah very quickly, but we're going to have to see more about the Ramah. Fascinating Ramah. Ramah says, "Vim yesh yachidim mekal shemarichim mitfilasim." Listen, there's some people who are davening long. Nobody look around. So the chazan shouldn't wait for them. Even if they're important people. Now we'll see tomorrow in the Mishnah Berurah. There's all talking about that you have people, enough people to answer to this repetition. Right? We're talking about, let's say, there's 50 people in the shul, and most people are finished davening. So you don't have to wait on those few stragglers. Even if they're important people. And case number two is, if there's a minion, so then you start, even though an important person or a gadol is not there yet, start anyway. So in other words, this is a different idea. First idea is if you have stragglers who are taking a long time to daven, you start the repetition anyways. Again, as long as you have enough people to answer, we'll talk about that tomorrow in the Mirza Shams. Number two is that if you have a minion, so then, well, maybe, you know, the Rav isn't here yet, so maybe we should wait. No, you start anyways.
It depends.
Huh?
Not example, in Nebrak, they put in the yeshivas 8 minutes, because he mentioned it after 3 minutes, everyone will finish, and they will start. Should be some,
Yeah, we had that in Chavos Chaim also. They had a certain amount of time they waited for the yeshiva. They waited for the yeshiva. But usually in Baal Bat Hashem, right? Atomic clocks. So you know. Now, tomorrow, you really want to come tomorrow, besides all the other reasons, because we're going to see a very, very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about why you wait for a Rav to finish Shmoneh Esrei. And it's not what you think. It's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Fascinating Mishnah Berurah. Better come tomorrow. We'll see this very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Okay.